Thank you for floor, Mr. Chair. We have some issues we would like to talk about. As you've seen, accordance to the European Union membership process of Turkey, all national railway legislations are already harmonized with European Union legislations. So in scope of the, for example, 2016/797, and the previous directive, TSIs are obligation for the type approval of all railway materials, including railway vehicles, intend to be used in international transportation, but not just for international transportation. It's an obligation for just intent to be used in our national transportation. Because, for example, let's see locomotives. Turkey is not able to send locomotives to abroad, but TSI is a condition for type approval too. We don't consider TSIs for just interoperability, conformity standards. We consider the TSIs as the also a guarantee of safety and quality of the railway vehicles and also infrastructures, absolutely. But we enforced all these obligations from 2015, and by this moment we have 9 years experience of TSIs. So we faced some problems on the other hand, because, for example, TSIs are conditions, but we don't have NOBO in Turkey. That's a problem for especially railway vehicle producers, because if you need to produce a railway vehicle, all kind of railway vehicles, you need to work NOBOs from abroad. Absolutely, you can imagine this is a problem extending the type approval process, and the times going to the not normal standard acceptability. So we would like to work with DG Move in this regard to make appointment of NOBO in Turkey. In order to do this, we already begin to work with DG Move, and we sent our national interoperability regulation in 2018, but we couldn't reach to an consultation. So we will request a meeting to overcome the problems for enforcing our national interoperability regulations to make it possible to appoint NOBO in Turkey and overcome these problems. Okay, we see the benefits of the international regulations, including TSIs and UTPs. And also, there is some problems like that. I don't know, do you remember I told about uniform conformity assessment bodies, for example. Those are important to be applicable also unified railway law too. We need to learn from these experiences, I think. Thank you very much.